Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You've reached your host, Karima Ali, with the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. Today, we are kicking off a series of shows leading up to June 13th. We wanted to inform all of our listeners of the very strong partnership that we have with the here in Atlanta, Georgia, in support and celebrating Caribbean American Heritage Month. In collaboration with the NCWCC Build a Youth, which is a Youth Build USA provisional affiliate program, the organization Youth Build will be building several types of buildings in Haiti. One of the main projects that the NCWCC's sponsor organization will be doing is a learning center on STEM charter school for girls. One of the things that we've discovered in the doing our logistics and about Haiti is that young girls, if they are not in a family, they're in a family with boys, that the boys go to school before the girls. One of the things that we are poised in terms of the organization is concerned is to be able to help empower and educate and develop women and girls in and out the various parts of the industry. I want to let everybody know that I'm going to be doing this on Monday, on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. We are talking with a variety of Caribbean artists who are pledging their time to come in and celebrate the Caribbean American Heritage Month and benefit concert for building the Learning Center Academy. The Academy is about not just transforming Haiti in terms of a physical building, but transforming the thought process of women in general, having the ability to contribute to a society that without that, there will not be any economic balance. And one of the very strong things that we do as the National Coalition is speak firmly on providing economic empowerment. One of our national partners, which is the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, is about 700,000 strong of women involved in all various parts of businesses, from construction to financial to CEOs of major corporations or CEOs of their own companies. And we know that by listening and learning that women businesses make up dollars. So we understand the other parts of transforming Haiti. One of our callers that we might be getting on today on the show is the multimedia director, Mr. Mario Coleman, who has a transformation video that's out, that a DVD rather, that is a short-term outreach that was made by France. Masum and Mr. Mario Coleman. If you go to our website, ncwccbuildayouth.org, you will be able to witness how the Haitian people have risen above every obstacle since their existence in the 1400s to now. So the hurricane, I'm sorry, the earthquake is just like any other country that has sustained damage. Some of the pictures that's been depicted on various websites and various other organizations, as you know, to rally up support, are very misappropriated in terms of the film. The people that you will see on Transformation Haiti on our website are people who are in suits and ties. They are living in bad conditions, however, they are still sustaining a very strong quality of pride in their life. Kids are not stick figures and things of that nature. So I wanted to just bring that point closely. I wanted to also share with everyone that on the partners that we have partnered with locally was a very strong organization that's been around since 1978, and that is the Atlanta Jamaican Association, and that is headed up by president of the association, Mr. Errol, Richie Errol, and the other organization is the Greater Community Consciousness, and that is headed up by the executive director, Michelle Watkins. And then we just partner with the Haitian Alliance. When we are been talking with them, we will be doing a potential project with them. Our kids will be building a cultural center off of Glenwood and Candler Road in Decatur, Georgia. That particular project is going to manifest itself into the training of the youth that are in our community. That will be traveling to Haiti, as well as partnering up with the Youth Build International, which is already in Haiti, to kind of give a unified front as a seamless organization, as we are as a Youth Build organization. One of the things that I want everybody to know that in our construction, we build more than sticks, bricks, and blocks. We're rebuilding lives socially, economically, spiritually, and creating sustainable growth. Well after the building is built, the people of Haiti and the youth of Haiti will be the individuals who will be maintaining the building itself. They will also be the entrepreneurs, so they'll be going through various trainings throughout, starting in August, where young entrepreneurs who have existing buildings, businesses, will get small business training through the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, who's headed up by Margot Dorfman. And then our other partner, which is the Caribbean Association of Georgia, the CEO, executive director of that of the particular group is Ms. Watson. And so the local groups that are here, as well as the local youth builds that are in and around the southeastern area, will be partaking with a very extraordinary feat and doing various building fund events. This is not a fundraising, building fund events to build a 14,000 square foot learning center. And those that we've made those at that size so that it can be sustainable and that we can expand on. And one of our partners is Hebel, which is spelled H-E-B-E-L. Out of Adel, Georgia, is that their plant is there, but they're out of the European area and have been around for about 80 years. And our construction manager over the project would be Margaret Gardner, who is one of the very first women that has ever built a Walmart, a super Walmart on the south side of Chicago. And then we have various architectural firms that have volunteered some of their design studies and design concepts. People like Upfield Design, who is led by Principal Nadine Levy, and Tarkitects, who is led by Tariq Abdul, right here in Georgia. Very, very strong architectural firms that have a sustainable design, LEED certified staff people. One of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break here for a moment. I just wanted to let everybody know about exactly what we were doing and why the Caribbean American Heritage Month is very dear to not just the devastation of Haiti, but there's a lot of rebuilding that needs to take place, not just in America, but basically in the Caribbean islands. And so we are engaging various groups to make sure that happens. So I'm going to go into that Destiny Muhammad has performed here from Harper's.
I am the voice of ancient calling and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders and the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I'm all you will ever need. All you ever
Okay, that was Destiny Muhammad. Let me give everybody some information about the President Obama proclamation of the Caribbean Heritage Month, which started, May 28th, today, during the National American Heritage Month. They pay tribute to diverse cultures and immeasurable contributions of all Americans. The first institute that was brought together in 1994 was through Caribbean Studies. President Bush actually signed the first proclamation back in 2007. President Obama has linked a lot of his background in a comment from the White House, and I wanted to just read this to everyone. President Proclamation, Caribbean American Heritage Month. Our nation is linked to the Caribbean by our geographic as well as our shared past and common aspiration. During National Caribbean American Heritage Month, we pay tribute to the diverse cultures and immeasurable contributions of all Americans who trace their heritage to the Caribbean. Throughout our history, immigrants from Caribbean countries have come to our shores seeking better lives and opportunities. Others were brought against their will in the bonds of slavery. We all have strived to ensure that children could achieve something greater and have preserved the promise of America for future generations. During the month of June, we also honor the bonds of friendship between the United States and the Caribbean countries. This year's devastating earthquake in Haiti has brought untold grief to the Haitian American community. Many who continue to mourn the loss of loved ones as they help rebuild their homeland. These families and individuals remain in our thoughts and prayers. The United States has proudly played a leading role in the international response to the crisis, which included vital contributions from countries throughout the Caribbean. As Haiti recovers, we remain in a steady and reliable partner. This month, we celebrate the triumph of Caribbean Americans, a diverse community that encompasses many nationalists and languages. They have become leaders in every sector of American life while maintaining varied traditions of their country's origin. Caribbean Americans enrich our national character and strengthen the fabric of our culture, and we're proud that they are part of the American family. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim June 2012 as National Caribbean American Heritage Month. I call upon all Americans to celebrate the history and the culture of the Caribbean Americans with appropriate ceremonies and activities. In witness thereof, I hereby unto set hands this 28th day of May, in the year of our Lord, 2010, of the independence of the United States of America, this 234th day, Barack Obama. So we want to just celebrate the heritage of the American Caribbean and being a proud sponsoring agent of Caribbean Month with various organizations that we are partnering with and that we're actually reaching out across the globe to bring into not just Atlanta, but into a longer, stronger relationship. I wanted to just have this special show to kick off what we felt was a very, very strong and very, very proud race of people who are the fabric of America. And one of the things that we wanted to share that even on our board, we have two Jamaican-American professionals, Eon Clark, who is one of very few African-American males that work for Smith & Curry. He has also an engineering degree, and he's also an attorney that practiced construction law. And then we also want to celebrate and thank Jamaican-born Nadine Levy from Upbuild Design Professional. She is one of 210 African-American women architects in the entire United States who sit on our board. And so we feel that at every part of our existence as the National Coalition of Women of Color Construction, we have the best of what each one of our board members have to offer. And I just wanted to just thank those individuals who will tune in and know that the NCWCC Atlanta Dream Caribbean American Month Benefit Concert Building Project is something that you will be able to go and view online regarding any of the transparency of what we're building. The National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction is a small organization, but is broad in its shoulders. It has partners as far as Australia, and we have partners local. And those individuals are part of a strong network of individuals who have the same likeness. So I wanted to just celebrate the month of the Caribbean American Heritage Month, starting today, and making sure that everyone tune in each for our next show will be on Wednesday, and then the next show will be on Friday, leading up until our July 3rd event that is going to bring in another part of our woven community people. We'll have a charitable basketball game, which will be on July 3rd with various organizations here in and out of Atlanta. So I want to thank everyone for just listening in for this blurb of opportunities that are available for the Caribbean Heritage Month. And everyone, just have a good night. Thank you.